T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 9:36. Total Information AM continues. The Thanksgiving holiday travel has officially wrapped up. AAA had predicted nearly 55 million Americans would travel this year. However, a series of storms yesterday caused a travel nightmare for many people trying to return home from the holiday weekend.
CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve at Reagan National Airport, he says some good planning on the airline's part prevented mass cancellations.
Wind and fog caused more than 6,000 flight delays, but fewer than 200 cancellations nationwide Sunday after what had been a fairly smooth travel week.
I'm hoping we get out of New York on time because of the weather.
The flight was supposed to be at 6:50. We didn't take off until 11:30. And we landed here. It was close to 2 a.m.
St. Louis Lambert Airport Director Rhonda Hamnabrigi joins us now on the Quiver River guest line. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Carol. Happy holidays to you as well.
So are the delays, cancellations being felt at Lambert at all?
Not really. We had some delays yesterday into the East Coast, into the D.C. area and the New York area, but no cancellations. So actually, it was a pretty smooth holiday week.
We had heard that yesterday was the busiest travel day since the pandemic began. What were things like at Lambert and what were the numbers like?
It was the same here. It was the busiest day we had of the year. We had 21,428 passengers go through our security checkpoint. So that's not counting the connecting traffic or any of the deplaning. And that was, for us, the busiest day of the year. And if you compare that back to 2019, it was just a little bit shy of where it was in 2019.
What are your expectations for Christmas travel? And let's look at 2022. So Christmas travel first. And do you have a sense of what 2022 is going to wrap
2023.
Up? 2023. 2020. Well, this year.
Oh.
Yeah, this year.
Oh, I thought we were looking ahead. I'm
well,
looking forward to spring.
We will look ahead.
So we get our numbers 2 weeks out from all of the carriers and from the TSA. So if we look at the first 2 weeks of December, you know, they're typically kind of light as we get into that heavier 2 weeks, the end of the year. But we're anticipating it's going to be a strong holiday season based on the preliminary bookings, just like we saw for the Thanksgiving. So if we think about this year, 2022, versus our peak year pre-pandemic, which was 2019. And 2019, just for those listeners, was the best year that our airport had seen in 15 years. So it was a strong year. And for the year, we're probably going to end up about 12% behind that. And that was really driven by that first quarter of this year in January, February, early March, when Omicron was very present. If we look at the numbers for the summer and continuing on to where we are today, we're just down 2 or 3% in most cases for the month. So a good year. It's going to end up very strong, I think, beating the projections of what a lot of the industry was thinking about when we started off with this year. And as we look to 2023, we actually are hoping that we're going to beat our pre-pandemic level of 2019. So the airline's activity is strong. Of course, we've added the international flight to Europe, so we know that will be strong, especially in those summer months. So we're hoping 2023 that we'll see a higher number than we did in pre-pandemic.
We had talked for the last year, year and a half or so, that it was people who are just so eager to go on vacation that were heading to the airport and beefing up flights and attendance, but not so much business travel. So where are we with business travel? Because apparently we have a new word, bleisure travel, where business travelers are blending work and leisure travel. Is that something that you're seeing as well?
We are. And if you look at, you know, October was our second strongest month for the year. If you look at all of our passengers here in October, and that includes departing, connecting passengers, and incoming passengers, we had 1,286,000 And that only beat out and was only behind July, which we had 1,310,000. So if you think about October, that's not normally a leisure month. I mean, that's, you know, the schools are back in session. You're not in that peak travel of the Christmas or the Thanksgiving holiday. Usually October is a really strong business month. And so when we look at that being our second highest month of the year for all passengers total, I think it tells us that that business traffic is definitely back. And some of that could be combined with what they consider as business and leisure because of the remote workforce that exists and opportunity for people to maybe travel and work at the same time. So I think we've been pretty happy with the business traveler.
So here's another phrase, too. It's revenge travel, that one from AAA. They say that's going to be a big thing next year where Americans want to just make up for lost time. And so AAA says that Americans are going to spend more money on vacations and travel farther from home. Do you believe that? And how do you prepare for that?
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, obviously it's important to the airport to continue to see growth. And I think just based on what we see this year, that I do think travel is going to continue. I think after the pandemic, a lot of people sort of reevaluated priorities, and it's important to enjoy life and enjoy being with family and friends. And so I think people have placed travel as a high priority on their list. And I think the opportunities with the multitude of carriers that are out there today, with the ultra low cost carriers, the legacy carriers, there's a little bit for every traveler. And so I think that's made it far more accessible for everybody. So we're hoping to see that in 2023. And I think that's what the industry projections are going to be too, especially in a market like ours. I mean, there are some markets that are still heavily on the international. If you think about a market like San Francisco, it's still significantly down versus the pre-pandemic. But if you think about the domestic markets, I think it's going to be very strong.
We're speaking with Rhonda Homneberge, the director at Lambert Airport. Before we let you go, we have covered a bit the plan to remodel the airport, the $3 billion plan, to remodel it into a single terminal facility. So what's the next step there, and what could travelers expect to see upcoming?
You're not going to see any changes yet in the next year, 2 years, but we are in the midst of obviously working with our airlines to negotiate an agreement on that would allow us the opportunity to build a new terminal, because obviously the airlines pay for the bulk of that. And then we've also submitted our master plan to the FAA. That requires that we undergo an environmental study that will start in January. Both of those, the environmental study along with kind of the negotiations with the airlines, we expect to take about 12 to 14 months. So that's going to be a busy year for us working on both of those projects, hoping that this is something we can move forward in the future.
That is the director of St. Louis Lambert International Airport, Rhonda Homneberge, with us. Happy holidays to you. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you, Carol.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.